okay? It's our time to do the exercise together. So please open your book at page 44. Special difficulties. Supply the missing words in the following sentences.
用所给词的正确形式填空。一定要注意，在这里横线中缺少了一部分，我们应该填出什么表达内容呢？
Number one, now that he's grown up, he does whatever he please.
Of course, 既然他已经长大成人，他做他喜欢做的事情。
Number two, whenever I telephone, the line's engaged.
无论什么时候我打电话，电话总是占线。
Whenever.
Okay, number three,
whoever told you that?
究竟是谁告诉你这件事情呢？
They didn't know what he was talking about.
他甚至不知道自己在谈些什么。显然是做主语，所以指人 whoever.
Now let's do the exercise in multiple choice questions.
我们共同完成多项选择题。
Number one, Saint Bernard dogs are best known for.
Be best known for means be famous for. Okay, 众所周知。
We choose C.
当然选择 C.
Being able to search people out who have been trapped in the snow. The dogs are sent out into snow to save the travelers who are in trouble.
I think you remember the sentence.
Okay, number two. What is the main advantage of the new tunnel?
那么这个新的隧道它的好处是什么呢？最大的好处
the main advantage.
We choose C. 显然应该选择选项 C.
It provides a fast and safe communication across the Swiss-Italian border.
那么它提供了最快捷安全的通路。
Number three. In what way does life at the St. Bernard Monastery differ in winter?
In what way 在什么方面？那么圣伯修道院的这个圣伯纳德修道院的生活在冬天有什么不同呢？
The monks can pursue their occupation relatively undisturbed.
那么当然圣伯纳德修道院的修理们可以相对来讲比较清静的来追求他们的事业 occupation.
Undisturbed,
不受打扰的。
Why? Because there are a few people who go to St. Bernard Monastery.
因为在冬天呢到圣伯纳德修道院的人比较少。
Now, key structure. The highest mountain pass in Europe is, of course, we choose dog.
显然选择，显然此题是考察名词做表语，所以我们选择了 dog.
2,473 meters high.
那么在原句当中运用介词 at 是介词短语做状语。
Now, number five. A few people who areTo cross the path on foot.
我们的选项应该选择 A. 形容词或副词和 enough to do 搭配是一个固定句式结构。
So a few people who are rash enough to cross the path on foot.
那么 boy 选项错，错在了
so rash as to.
那么应该在不定式 to 之前加出 as.
I want to give you another example.
你好竟然帮了我。
You are so kind as to help me. And number six. So many people about, the dogs have to be kept in the enclosure.
那么在第六课我详细的给大家介绍了 with 的符合结构形式。被强调因为有这么多人在周围。
With so many people about.
那么第六课的课文当中我们提到了一辆大轿车呼啸着冲进了这个拱道，前车灯亮着，喇叭鸣叫着，还记得吗？
A large car with its headlight on and its horn blaring rolled down the arcade.
好，那么不妨套用语句，因为有这么多同学在周围，
我很开心。With so many people around me, I feel happy. Okay, number seven. The monks let outside their enclosure.
僧侣让这些狗呢在这个圈地的外面闲逛。让某人做某事 let somebody do. So, we should see.
Number eight. Parties of skiers, the monastery in winter.
显然是一组一组的滑雪者在冬天呢到达 monastery。这是一个泛泛的概念，所以我们采用一般现在时 visit.
Okay, vocabulary. Number nine. The Great St. Bernard Pass lies Switzerland and Italy.
那么显然它是强调在两国之间，所以我们用 between and.
Number ten. The dogs are sent out into the snow. A traveler is in difficulty.
我们在应用的时候原文使用 whenever 无论什么时候可以替换 if ever 那么运用 when 和 if 意义的差别并不大都可以译作为无论什么时候只要情况是如此 for example
whenever you pour oil on water it floats
无论什么时候只要你把油倒在水上那么这个油就会漂浮在上面
Whenever you pour oil on water it floats
那么完全可以把这里的 whenever 换成 if ever 所以我们选择 A 选项而 in case 它所表达的概念主要是用来谈论预防措施提前做某些事情以保证安全或为以后出现的问题做准备
You should insure your house in case there is fire You should insure your house in case there is a fire
应当给房子上保险以防发生火灾 Okay now, number
11 Thousands of people over the pass
那么开车通过关隘所以我们当然选择的是第四个选项 drive OK number 12
They are allowed to outside their enclosure
原文当中使用 wander 闲逛那么它的同义词 roam 所以应该选择 C A 选项 graze 吃草 drift 漂流相当于 float而 wonder 注意我这里的发音啊 wonder 不是 wonder 想知道感到奇怪
OK that's all for the exercise in lesson 8